you would again 100 million times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind. WJTL bringing you Hillsong United, So Will I, 100 Billion Times. Good morning. Happy Thursday at 7:04.
Hey, good morning. Lisa Lannis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour at 5 on FM 90.3 WJTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Lancaster, Lebanon, Habitat for Humanity, their executive director, Andrew Soleil. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And thanks for having Habitat for Humanity come and share.
Yeah, so great to have you on the phone. Andrew, anybody you want to say hello to?
I just want to say good morning to all my staff and board members, and especially to all of our volunteers that have been helping us out in the last couple of years, and especially the last year, dealing with all the hiccups of all this weird time. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Tell us about Habitat for Humanity and about how involved you are in the local area.
I'd love to. In fact, Habitat for Humanity, first of all, it's not the Humane Society. Rather, we're a global nonprofit and with local and independent affiliates that builds and rehabs houses with the home buyer and people like you that come out to volunteer with us. We make first-time home buyers for tenants with a housing need, and we make it with an affordable mortgage.
And I understand, Andrew, you have a background in building and in construction. Tell us a little bit about how you teamed up with Habitat.
Sure. So I've got a long history with housing, and I've been at the settlement table helping, you know, make people, helping them buy their homes and refinance their homes. And I've worked in housing policy for a number of years all through the Great Recession. And so now being in this time of the pandemic, it's been great to be able to provide a lot of insight both to our organization and our home buyers and our home buyers are still tenants and working their way into becoming homeowners.
So
in fact, yeah.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say that really food, shelter, and clothing are our most basic needs, but shelter, it needs to be safe, warm, and dry, and it's really kind of foundational for the other ones and a lot of other outputs, especially in this day and age right now where there is housing, but it's not always the best quality. And if it's not in control, if you're falling behind the payments, especially in the last 12 months, it can really get out of control. If you're not paying the electric bill, you're making choices between the rent and the nutritious food, your mortgage and your health care. These just shouldn't be choices we have to make. And renters right now, nationwide, 20% of them all are actually behind in the rent. And in Pennsylvania, it's anywhere between 16 to 25%.
Wow.
And we've got more specific data on homeowners. As of the last 3 months of 2020, 6% of all homeowners in the U.S. were behind and delinquent. That's a little bit more than just missed their payment by a day or two. They're delinquent, on their mortgage, but in Pennsylvania, the delinquent rate, we know specifically it's 7%. We won't get another update until March. But I really believe, and now it comes to Habitat for Humanity, I really believe in a promise that the prophet Jeremiah shared in chapter 29. Build houses and live in them. Plant your gardens and eat produce. Seek the welfare of where I've sent you into exile, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Because when the pandemic struck about a year ago, we had to shut down, and we had to do some soul searching. What do we do? What's Habitat for Humanity do in making first-time home buyers? And we realized it's our garden. It's our home buyers. Their home, our homeowners are in their houses now. We needed to provide for them. There was about 250. We made sure that they were still staying in their homes, able to thrive, shelter in place, quarantine, and stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And the board of directors of our local affiliate promptly set up a special forbearance program, and that's been helping us weather a lot of the storm, plus our volunteers.
Wow. So if folks are interested in becoming a part of Lancaster, Lebanon Habitat for Humanity, volunteering or supporting you, what's the best way for them to get more information, Andrew?
They can go right to our website, LancasterLebanonHabitat.org.
LancasterLebanonHabitat.org. We're going to talk more with Andrew coming up in just a bit. We have more music to inspire you.